Our lifestyle has changed enormously over the last 60 years. We now live in centrally heated homes. Most families have two cars. We regularly throw out food because we've bought too much. And we fly abroad, often several times a year. But all that luxury is having a huge impact on our environment. It's easy to believe that the problem of climate change and biodiversity loss is outside of our control, and there's nothing we as individuals can do. But that's not true, and that message is filtering through, as Radio Kerry's Caitlin Galvin discovered as she spoke to shoppers in Tralee recently.
I suppose people are getting very frustrated because a lot of regular folk on the ground are doing what they can, but then they're seeing multinational companies or all these big companies around the globe, and they don't seem to be making any changes at all, like, you know, especially where it comes to using fossil fuels. Or there seems to be a bit of a groundswell for it with normal people, but unless the companies, these big companies, get on board, I don't think it's going to make much of a difference, to be quite honest.
I actually don't think so. I think the opposite. I always get disappointed when you hear people saying, oh sure, unless China changes, we, you know, what impact can we have in Ireland, you know? But actually, I think everyone has a role to play, and we're all citizens of the community, and we should all be doing something, whatever we can within our resources. But there's difficult conversations to be had, for sure. Like, my dad is a farmer, my grandparents were farmers, but I do think the intensive farming that happens in Ireland needs to be talked about. Long story short, I do think we all have a part to play, and I think we all can do something.
No, I wouldn't think so, really. I don't think so, like, but I suppose with so many cars on the road and so many flights in the air, I suppose, you know, the whole, our way of living has changed massively in the past 70 years. So I suppose all that's contributing, and our population has doubled in the last 50 years, from like 3.5 billion, is it, to 7 billion or 8 billion. So like, that has to have an impact as well.
So what easy steps can we all take to reduce our carbon footprint? Máireadh Moriarty from Brosna is a holistic wellbeing coach. Máireadh, through her company Rula, regularly does workshops in schools and with men's and women's groups. Her first piece of advice is simple: use 50% less.
If you're sitting at home and you see those reports with an ocean filled with plastic bottles, it can be where do you start as an individual? But I suppose it's important to remember that every one of those plastic bottles was purchased by an individual, and it ended up there. So what I always recommend when I do work with groups is use 50% less of the products in your home. So whether it's shampoo, washing powders, household cleaners, just reduce it down by 50%. You'll still get the same clean, you'll still get the same result. You're just using 50% less.
And we're influenced a lot by marketing and by the people who make these products, because they'd recommend that you, say, wash your hair twice with shampoo. But do we need all that?
No, the whole purpose of marketing is to sell us more stuff that we probably don't need, to be honest. I would say that marketers are quite clever in that, if you think about it, originally washing powder, which came in the market in 1907, was Persil, actually, made in Germany. There's a bit of history for you there. That powder was a revolutionary breakthrough for domestic work. But nowadays, they realise that if you have a box of powder, you can actually reduce down the amount you use. So the manufacturers have created tabs and capsules so that they will ensure that you're going to use one per serving. So another great environmental tip is buy the powder in the big cardboard box. Use a little if you're washing, say, baby clothes or, you know, your own lightly soiled garments. But if you've like farming clothes, you might use a bit more. But you control how much of that product you use, and you have a cardboard box to dispose of at the end, not a plastic bottle. So that's a really good change you can make in your household.
You also can buy washing powders. They're now liquefied and you buy them in plastic bottles, but obviously that's more plastic going into landfill.
Yeah, there's more plastic. And like, I use bars of soap. My house, I'm kind of gone back to the 1970s. I'm having a real retro moment. So I recommend bars of soap wrapped in paper, because just small bit of information that if you're producing a plastic bottle on, say, a liquid soap, it takes 20 times more energy to produce that that plastic bottle than it does to produce the soap. And, you know, there's a huge payload on the environment then when you're thinking about all those plastics, and not only the manufacture of them, but then disposing of them afterwards. We have to think about the life cycle of a product, not just from the moment you purchase it off the shelf in your supermarket. Think about all the ingredients that go into it, because every one of those is manufactured independently in a factory somewhere. Then they have to be transported to a central point where they are put into the product you're going to end up buying. And then ultimately you've got the plastic container that's around it. And something that I didn't know until I did a bit of research was that if something is a recyclable plastic here in Ireland, only 28% of recyclable plastic is actually recycled. The remainder of that is going into kilns in some cement factories where it's burnt, or some of it's being exported as well. So the less plastic bottles we buy, the better it is all across the board for the environment.
Maureen also believes we need to cut back on all the cleaning and beauty products in our homes.
A basic household cleaner that you dilute down by 50% will do most of the cleaning you need in your home. And the idea that when you're washing your clothes that you need washing powder, fabric conditioners, the scent boosters and all of that, that's really just companies telling us or trying to entice us with the idea that our lives will somehow be improved by bringing more of these products into our lives. But really, we can dispense with most of those. So use 50% less of the product, and then when you're a bit braver, look at what you're bringing into your home and maybe cut that back by 50%. That would certainly help things.
Yeah. So obviously that's better for the environment if you're buying less of this stuff, but also it's probably better for your home and yourself.
Yeah, I'm a huge believer that the amount of chemicals that we are putting into our environments, the recent pandemic was a red letter day for the big pharma companies, because they were able to persuade us that bathing our entire homes in bleaches and ammonia and all of that was really going to help us and keep us safe. But there's a huge fallout from that, and everyone is, I suppose, more aware of things like our microbiome and our digestive health. Having bleaches and strong disinfectants in our environment going into our food chain isn't really good for us long term. So I think less is definitely more when it comes to cleaning products and how we look after our environment.
Mm-hmm. Maureen, us women, we're also guilty of buying loads of lotions and potions and thinking that we'll suddenly have amazing hair and skin if we buy this product or that product. And we all tend to have cupboards that are groaning with products, don't we?
Oh, I absolutely. I'm working my way through 20 years of purchasing stuff that I would only use 50% of and leave it inside in a bathroom cabinet. So I promise myself before I bring another product into the house, I'll use up what I have already. My advice as a wellbeing coach to all the wonderful people I work with, men and women, is if you're looking for the best beauty treatment on the market, it's called eating wholesome food, hopefully produced locally by our local farmers, and drink water and get a good night's sleep. There's nothing you will get in a bottle or in a capsule that will ever give you that. So the more simplified our lives are, the better we look and feel.
And finally, she says we can put pressure on food manufacturers to stop wrapping food in plastic by buying loose fruit and veg rather than prepackaged produce.
A year ago, I went plastic free for a month and discovered that the types of food that I was able to buy, I was quite limited, because even things like tomatoes and cucumber, they're all encased in plastic. So I found that, loose fruit and vegetables, if you have to choose between one or the other, try and choose the loose product rather than the ones in plastic, because the more we push back on manufacturers, if we choose the product that isn't wrapped in plastic, it's sending a clear message to the people who are manufacturing these products and who are packaging them that we are interested in foods that are more environmentally friendly in the way they're produced and packed. So try your best to choose the loose products. And of course, if you've cut back on all those chemicals you're buying to clean your house, you'll have so much money left over, you can afford to buy the better quality fruit and veg. So you see, it one side will balance out the other very nicely.
So the message for today is buy less, use less, and avoid plastic packaging. 3 easy and free steps to make a difference.